Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
Hey, away we go. Welcome to show number 3009. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, Robin Fox, and my car. Hi, the men's room. On tap today, once again, we play Big Dummy. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has foods that sound naughty.
Naughty.
Noah Sherlock is back. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, men's room shot of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Click. Clack.
Drink. Get you drunk.
All right, here we go. A man burning weed outside tells cops he was only burning the leaves and stems, and that the good buds were inside. Meanwhile, a Czech model is sentenced to 8 years in a Pakistani prison for the $1 million in heroin she was trying to hide. North Carolina man attacks Uber driver, so Uber driver beats his ass. President Bush joins a group made up of pure ball strikers and total class. And Texas man brings pet steer to Petco. And it's all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. Today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here is how it works. We will spin the... Yeah. We will spin that there category wheel, and then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because, as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. To date, our biggest dummy ever is the lovely and talented Josh, who dug deep and found a way to answer 19 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy.
Big contestant to play Big Dummy, call 844-999-HOLA. You can like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Over to us and away we go. Welcome to show number 3009. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. The head chef is back in the house. Ted's Meat and Potatoes is all about foods that sound naughty.
Naughty.
Foods that when you hear them by name alone, you think to yourself, that
yeah,
sounds
baby.
Like a finishing move or something like that. In one way or another,
It's kumquat.
Exactly. It is.
It's an exercise you do to.
That's basically what we've got for you. We've got some naughty sounding foods coming up with the head chef and Ted's Meat and Potatoes. No Way Sherlock is back. We will drink and toast with a shot of the day. Of course, another round of Profile This on the way. And once again, we'll play the game known as Big Dummy. Quite simply, it is the easiest game show that you will ever have the opportunity to play, as all we ask for you is to get one simple question right. Pretty sure if you win Jeopardy, you got to answer around 50 questions.
Unless you play with a bunch of, in theory, you can answer one question right on Jeopardy and win.
Right. I mean, Wheel of Fortune. You got to figure stuff out. Now, sure. This is just one question on Big Dummy, and you're either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. So far, our biggest dummy was Josh. It took him some 20 questions to get one question correct. Now, every time we do a little Big Dummy, we do a men's room poll, and the last time we played, we asked you to pick a superhero to be for 1 year.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this included everything from basically the way the superhero became a superhero.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if your parents die in front of you in a train.
There's a good chance if you're a superhero, you saw your parents die. That's what we learned last week.
We learned that
tragedy.
Robin from Batman and Robin came from a family of trapeze artists.
As well as our very own Robin Fox.
But something was, someone sabotaged their
tightrope.
Their tightrope. And Robin, as a young child, watched his parents fall from this tightrope.
How come when you say it,
his
funny?
Mom and his daughter and his right. mom
Am
and
I
his
alone?
Dad.
You're they explaining fell. The tragic death of someone's parent, but when you tell the story, somehow it's amusing.
But here you go. Is it billionaire or millionaire? Bruce Wayne.
Billionaire.
Is he a billionaire? Because sometimes
for
you never
real,
know.
Man,
I mean, he's got to be a billionaire.
Did
by
he
now.
Ever?
He has a cave that is tech
forward. We know that. Has he ever released his tax returns? Either way, billionaire Bruce Wayne happens to be at this high-flying act, right? And I'm sure that something must have touched him as Robin probably ran up to his dead mother on the ground. Or either way, you have to go through all
okay,
that.
Okay, when you say it like that, that's touching.
Yes, it really is.
That moment. Right. My question, why is a billionaire at the circus? Come on.
Because they were the best high-flying act in the world.
Not that night.
No, they were not. I mean, they did fly high. That is a fact. So we asked you to pick one superhero to be for a year. One of those was, in fact, Robin.
Mm-hmm.
The other was Daredevil. Now, what you need to know about Daredevil is he's blind.
Right.
He is blind from, okay, you're not going to believe this. This is a crazy thing that happened to him. He pushed a man out of the way of a runaway or 18-wheeler truck.
Right.
Now, when he pushed him away, he accidentally landed into a pile of radioactive waste.
Mm-hmm. That's why I don't help people.
And that's how he became Daredevil.
Yes.
No kidding. By pushing a pedestrian out of the way of a truck, that was amazing, right? Then we have The Thing.
Yes, The Thing.
The Thing is made up, basically, he's a rock.
It's just a big rock. He's talking.
So you have to be
it
a rock.
He talks
career.
Like Jimmy Durante.
I'm not sure that Rock, or not The Rock, God, The Thing went through any traumatic family stuff.
Didn't
he get caught up in some ooze?
I don't know.
Like
I can't remember.
His brother was killed that he looked up to, or his
no,
dad
his brother
died.
Is his arch enemy. His stepbrother is one of his
That's
enemies.
Aquaman.
Oh, that's Aquaman.
Yeah.
All right, he was also a choice. So we asked you to be, but you have to, you know, you're Aquaman. So not like Aquaman.
Wait, what's that dude called again? Just The Thing?
The Thing.
The Thing. But Aquaman now cool, of course.
No, but you don't look like Jason Momoa. You look like you. You just happen to have Aquaman's powers and have his horrible story.
Now, how did he become
I don't remember.
King of the Sea?
I don't remember. But I know his brother or stepbrother hates him. And, like, that's the problem.
Okay. Do you think Aquaman knows, like, SpongeBob?
Sure.
I mean, or
sure.
Like
Sebastian.
Charlie Tuna.
Under the sea.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
I honestly don't, and he's kind of tired of it.
Wouldn't it be
that's
weird,
That's like
though?
Saying, meeting an Irish person and be like, hey, do you
You're
know my buddy
king,
whoever?
Yeah.
Oh, because he lives in the ocean,
but
he knows
no,
them
no,
all?
No, 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 no. Okay. But the difference is Charlie the Tuna's a celebrity. Nemo, celebrity. Like, these are celebrities. You're the king. There's no way you wouldn't know them.
Okay.
You might not know Nemo's buddy's name. Doesn't matter. But you know Nemo.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying that Charlie Tuna
You would
Nemo.
Know him.
Do you?
Okay. Yes! All right.
So anyway,
celebrities in the frickin' ocean.
So we asked you to pick one of these to be for a year. So quite
Why does that bother me?
Aquaman was number one, hands down, 46%. Daredevil and Robin tied in second place at 21%. And The Thing came in last at 12%. So, okay, so on our men's room poll, this
You're
week,
right. All right, his brother, The Thing, was killed in a street fight.
Okay.
That's okay, all right. So we want you to be able to play an instrument.
That's right.
And the cool thing about this is you're going to be really, really good at this instrument.
Good enough that anytime there's a party, you'll break out your instrument
yeah,
and
exactly.
you will play it.
Like, you're known for this. This is a big deal. You're probably in a band or so, or maybe not. I'm not sure exactly how this will shake out. But you're going to be really proficient at this instrument.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the only instrument that you can play, but you absolutely kick ass at it, okay? So here are your choices. Your first choice is going to be the piccolo.
Now that's the thing that looks like a flute, right?
That is.
Does it look like a flute or a clarinet?
It is a very, very small flute. Now, I don't know if this was just my situation in school, but of course we had piccolists in our band.
Of course.
All right. Now,
I think we may have.
In our band, and I don't know if they did this by size, because if you look at it, honest to God, my buddy Craig was one of the biggest kids in our class.
Played tuba, didn't he?
He played tuba.
No, you're right.
100% of the time. The second biggest guy also played tuba. He was not as big. He was tall and lanky, but he still played tuba.
But isn't that just a matter of an elementary school? Because most kids don't go in knowing how to play all of those instruments.
Right.
The teacher is just making a judgment call. Like, hey, Megan's playing the tuba.
But it's based on size. That's why I played the tuba, because I was the short, wide guy.
Right. So, but that's the thing, right? And then, okay, so those are your tackles and maybe your tight ends, all right? The guy's playing the tuba. And then you move down to the guy who's probably a guard or center, still a bigger guy, probably not as tall. He's on baritone.
Right.
You know, and so it goes on. But I swear to God, the two tiniest girls in all the school played piccolo in our band. And by size, it kind of went up like a Russian doll set.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It really did.
Or also makes taking pictures easy.
Yeah, so piccolo. You would be amazing at the piccolo.
Do we have any piccolo music?
Can you imagine being at a party and just picking up ass, whipping this out, man?
No.
Where would you have to be where you could get laid playing this?
4th of July.
I don't even know, people
would kick you out of their barbecue if you can't
That's
play
the only
it.
Time you could break this out.
No way.
4th of July.
No, you're right. Maybe. If you're gonna break out a piccolo, you're right.
I'm just saying, that is the only acceptable day.
Is this the sound of patriotism right here?
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
But they didn't have a lot of options, man. You gotta let it go. You hear the song
all day.
There's a drum and a piccolo.
Okay, next up, for you to be just amazing at. Man, I mean, you're like, if they have an accordion magazine, you're on the cover. So accordion's going to be number two.
Oh. Wow. I think you could probably get laid playing this, but it'd be from a 74-year-old woman named Vanessa.
All things considered, friend of show, one Chris Novoselic, who was in Nirvana. He's in a different band now, and he plays the accordion, correct?
He also played bass in Nirvana.
He played
bass in Nirvana. It doesn't matter what else he does.
That's what I was going to say. By playing bass in Nirvana, he could play any of these, and no, it doesn't matter.
It's cool.
Right, exactly. And he's an accomplished accordion. So accordion would be number two.
By the way, that was a sexy accordion.
That?
I was just expecting bop music, but...
All right. Number three is the recorder. If you're not familiar with a recorder, the recorder was the typical instrument that your music teacher would bring in if you had
music once or twice a week.
Everybody had to learn this.
Well, it depends on your
first
your
thing
teacher.
They gave you.
So some teachers like...
I mean, nobody learned it, but played it.
We had a teacher that would come in and teach music one year that would just play guitar. So
really?
I got the
recorder every year. Yeah. That and a harpsichord. You remember that thing?
Oh, yeah. Well, the recorder looks like you play it with a door stopper. That big rubber thing?
That's the harpsichord.
Oh,
the recorder's a plastic.
Yeah, and you play three blind mice on it.
Yeah. I was thinking about the other thing.
No, that's the harpsichord. So you on recorder or harpsichord?
I don't know.
The recorder
is less cool. That's the whole idea.
The harpsichord. Yeah, but also Stairway to Heaven.
That's a recorder?
At the beginning of, John Paul. So, like, if you're going to play the recorder, you got real lucky that song happens to happen.
All right. Okay.
But do you think the harpsichord's worse? Let's figure it out now, man. I would rather play this than the harpsichord.
All right, so
hands
to harpsichord.
Down. I feel like every Hobbit fan out there is going to be like, the recorder.
All right, we're going to take that out there.
The Adventures of Bilbo Baggins.
Hey, Mike, you're going to kill me, but we're going to need to find some harpsichord here in a second.
Mike says bring it on.
All right, here's a question I have for you. Where else do you see a harpsichord outside of an elementary school music room? Right? Even a recorder has shown it's right. I've never seen one outside of that.
Okay. And finally, we have, after the piccolo, the accordion, now the harpsichord, that would be the keytar. Now, you think to yourself,
it's not working as well out for this guy as he thinks it is.
This doesn't sound that bad, you think?
Yes, it does.
But the look of it is horrific. So the guy playing the guitar, and you'd also have the hair. You probably have bangs and like really burnout fried blonde dyed hair.
Now, is this
with
part of it?
In the middle?
If I pick this, do I get hair?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but you're going to look like the dude in Spinal Tap.
I don't care.
Tired of being bald.
Right. I guess the most...
You're talking about blonde Floyd Lott? Right. This is easy.
The most legendary guitarist of all time, we would have to believe.
Who?
From the time that the
instrument was... You're saying that like I know.
Yes, you do.
There's only one.
The guy Gary Wright, who did Dreamweaver. From Wayne's World, you know,
Dreamweaver. I can bring you to me to the night.
I mean, yeah, I don't know another song that has it. Or another guy who was even had a hit that played it. So, like, I can't even, past that, I'm done. Like, I don't have any other, he's a horrible choice. But
what about Weird Al?
It doesn't count.
Weird Al.
He does parodies. The reason the songs are funny is because he plays ridiculous instruments. Right?
He's just second on the list of favorite
guitar
players.
I don't.
We want to get to Big Dummy, but we have to.
Harpsichord is like an organ.
A harpsichord is an organ.
All right. So what is the thing we're talking about?
Are you guys?
All right. We're trying to figure out what the instrument looks like that has the strings on it, right?
Mike thinks he knows.
Oh, Mike, write it down. Or open the microphone. That's why we give you one.
Someone's saying an auto harp.
Is it an auto harp?
Someone's saying an auto harp.
I don't know what the name of it is, but I know that I know exactly what you're looking for.
We're sorry. We're trying to get to the game.
We're not that smart. We don't play these damn things.
It kind of has that like surfer type of music or like that bassline kind of music, right?
No, it's all strumming. It's all basically, it's like a little tiny harp.
Yeah, okay.
Miles, 7 points. Edgar Winter also played the guitar.
Edgar Winter played the guitar? What was that, his later Eddie Van Halen 1984 days?
I'm telling you what they're telling me. I don't have an answer for it.
Okay, because we don't even know. Okay, people, what did the music teacher play when she came into your elementary
school? Is it the auto harp?
And you sat it down and she strummed it.
Right, and it had a ton of strings, right?
Right, exactly. And then, you know, you would sing.
And
some,
no one plays it in real life.
Awful songs, you know, like whatever she could play.
Oh, you didn't sing anything. If she broke it out, you just knew the song you're about to sing was going to
sing. It's like Jimmy Crack Corn or something. It was never like anything like.
Jimmy Crack Corn, all about that urban lifestyle.
Jimmy Crack Corn, and I don't. like
I don't know if I remember this one.
You don't remember that instrument?
Like the recorder, I clearly remember.
Right.
But
it looked like, man, I don't know. It kind of had the shape of a harp, sort of. But it was small. You laid it down, it had a ton of strings, and they just played awful songs on it. And it was only in elementary school do you have to experience this.
I'm going to find this damn thing, and we're going to figure out what it's called. It is right here. It's called an auto harp.
Is it an auto harp?
It is. Okay, that's the auto harp.
It's an auto harp. All right, okay. Yeah. Now we finally got it. Okay, now we have our choices. Thank God. We have an auto harp. We have an accordion. Yes, Mike?
Hang on, I got it. Hang on. Here you go. Wait for it.
Right.
No.
Yes. I would like a sandwich with cheese spread and a biscuit.
This makes me think of one thing.
Could you get late playing this?
Dilly Dilly.
Now that is a good call.
Right?
Okay, so now that we officially have these damn things.
All right, now we know.
Can we start from the top again? So here you go. You got to pick one to play. So the first one is officially the piccolo.
I hate this person.
It's 1 o'clock. You're doing coke. Someone says, hey, Steve, why don't you whip out the piccolo and show them what you can do?
I'm on it.
Number two is the accordion.
I like the way you play.
This might not be
fingers.
This might not be a bad call. It's not sad.
My name is Ramon.
It does definitely feel like you should be eating like a dumpling and sour cream.
Yeah.
All right, number three is now the auto harp.
Honestly, God. Like whoever chose.
Pass the mustard.
I have a problem with you if you chose to be proficient in this.
What do you do with this?
You can punch.
I guess maybe you could go to England to get laid, right?
No.
You don't think so?
Now they play real harps.
Oh.
If you showed up in the 1600s.
And your final choice would be the Gary Wright special, the instrument known as the guitar, which looks a hell of a lot worse than it sounds, in my opinion.
Oh.
very New Age pagey.
Can I get a fan to blow my hair?
I feel like we're starting out in a, like an 80s TV show. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm going guitar right, all the way.
Like here we come around the corner, man, like in a Dodge Maverick or something. Right. Or Ford Maverick, whatever the hell it is.
Okay, so there's your options on our men's room poll. Pick one to play, a piccolo, an accordion, an auto harp, and a guitar.
Where are you going on this one?
Guitar.
Guitar, really?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
What do you make it sound like that? That's not so obvious. Because,
dude, are you forgetting that we get hair back?
Oh, you get your hair back. Yeah. That's all right.
Is that the whole stipulation?
But it's got to be really bad metal hair. Like, it's got to be blonde with the bangs.
Yeah.
Parted down the middle where you can see the black roots, you know what I mean? But all absolutely fake blonde. Like, almost white. Almost like Edgar Winter.
Right. Except with black roots.
And after every show, I dive into a pool and then flip my hair around.
Wobbin, where are you going on this one if you're going to play one professionally for the rest of your life?
The accordion isn't that bad if you wanted a gig in an Italian restaurant.
All right. Okay. Well, that would not be good for a carb-free diet.
That's my dream in life.
But it also works into like a polka. So at Oktoberfest, I'm kind of the shining star.
That's a good point. So. Steve, where are you going on this one?
Man, I think I have to go accordion, but I'm just listening to Robin. I'm like, I'm a black dude. So... There is no experience I'm going to have where anybody wants to hear this, so I got to find a way to do it cool.
Okay. Mike, by the way, what is your vote? We were going to put trombone on here, but we didn't want to hurt your feelings.
Oh, I'm going accordion all the way.
You are going accordion? Machine. You know, man, I'm going to go piccolo because no one will ever ask me to play.
I feel less inclined to want to go accordion now that Mike wants to go accordion. Now, Mike, that's nothing personal. It just tells me, I don't know.
Feels personal.
Big Dummy is the game. 844-999-HOLA. Big Dummy on the way. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, coming up, head chef in the house, tends meat and potatoes, has foods that sound naughty. All right, the game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA. Steve, who is our first contestant ready to play the big game?
Before we get there, let me address a sentiment that keeps coming in via the comments. The reason we did not include bagpipes, frankly, we think the bagpipes are just too cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, you would be the king of the party, man, St. Paddy's Day. I mean, look.
Nobody frowns on the fire department. They get together and do their thing, right? And they're rocking the bagpipes. Mm-hmm. Like, you listen. We wanted to get instruments that we believe there's just no way you can make them cool.
Yeah, AC/DC made the bagpipes cool, so we can't really.
You know. No, there you go.
Yeah? I mean, just by playing that one song, you know what I mean? You're good to go. All right, Big Dummy is the game, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Gary. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy! Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola. Gary, are you on the team sober or team not sober today?
Team sober today, guys.
Team sober, Gary. All right, Gary. You are going to rock. Pick one to play. Will it be the piccolo, the accordion, the auto harp, or the guitar?
Before Robin gave her answer, I was leaning toward the accordion because of Oktoberfest and because, you know, the band The Congos, that guy plays a mean accordion in that band, so I'm going with accordion.
All right. We got you, Gary. Accordion in the early lead.
Someone should let him know you said that because he's never heard that in his life.
Thank you. What? He's crying right now. Yes. Finally.
He listens to that accordion.
Playing for 50-some years.
I have a fan.
Finally. Just to get a girlfriend.
Somebody pointed out, by the way, auto harps can also be found in senior centers.
Oh, okay.
All right.
All right. Yeah.
So well, you know it's good.
You could go in there and absolutely tear it up.
You find auto harps where you're more than likely to find people that might slip on a fart.
You just got
to
work through the smell. Will you be willing to keep your mouth open and continue singing, even though you can taste it. You can taste the smell in the air.
And you know who did it.
It's so heavy.
Yeah. All right, here is your question.
They don't know.
They don't know.
They don't know.
But you know. Multiple choice question. Which of the apes' names means man of the forest? Gorilla, chimpanzee, or orangutan?
Man of the what?
Forest.
Man of the forest.
Oh. Gorilla.
Orangutan?
Orangutan, yeah.
Yeah. Orangutan.
Huh.
Man of the forest.
Gorilla, it turns out, means bad mamba jamba.
Ah.
It's a little known fact.
All right, here is your question. What is the capital of Alabama?
It's a great place.
It really is.
It's fantastic.
I was just there. Oh, what was your guess?
I was guessing Mobile.
I said it's a great place.
Oh. Birmingham?
I said it's a great place.
Tuscaloosa? It's a great place.
You guys are killing them right now.
Sweet home, Alabama.
Auburn?
No.
Oh, Montgomery.
Montgomery,
it's
Alabama.
It's a great honor.
Oh, Miles Montgomery.
Yeah, nicest town in all Alabama.
They have a great great Robert Jones, Trent Jones Jr. course.
People think so little of you that they guess basically every other city in Alabama.
Smith? Probably is a Smith, Alabama.
All right, your question.
I forgot that was a city in Alabama, Montgomery.
Greatest place in all the land.
All the land.
Which gender has the XY chromosomes?
Female.
Ah. You don't even know what you're made of.
You got some Y up in you.
Question four, Gary. This is a hell of a start here.
All right.
All right, this next question. I debated asking this question about many different types of animals, but in the end, a rabbit punch is a blow to what part of the body?
Is it back of the head or kidney? Back of the head.
Judges.
It's obvious, I know.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want to. I wouldn't call a shot to the kidney anything.
Well, technically, to the neck.
It's horrible.
To the neck?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Oh, to the back of the neck. Why? Because a rabbit does. I mean, I know it's a boxing term, but it didn't come from the actual animal, did it?
Like, see, I don't know. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, like, they got those tiny little arms. They got jabbed
from
the back.
Exactly right. Maybe that's how it is. I don't know.
Wait, it turns around and then punch him.
Right.
Our style.
I don't know how rabbits fight. I mean, I knew that. I know they come from the backside.
How do rabbits fight? How do you think rabbits fight?
They don't seem to be that angry.
I know they're not angry.
They don't seem to be angry.
Fight,
no, I see rabbits all the time in my neighborhood, and they just kind of hop around. They don't seem to be aggressive. I can't imagine.
They're not aggressive. I'm saying they fight.
I can't believe they have beef with other rabbits.
I don't think bunnies look at other bunnies and go, "We're so
That's
cute."
That's because
I don't think they
look,
see it. That
I think
way.
They all. It's just like one community because they all have sex. They reproduce all the time.
They do that. Sure.
You know what I mean? I just think all they want to do is hop around and F.
Yeah, but there's still got to be violence, right?
There's no violence. There's no bunny violence. You don't have bunny fighting videos.
Yeah, man, it's all
show
over
it. It's the whole thing.
I just want to see how they fight.
Oh, look. Oh, my God. They did.
It's called rabbit fighting.
That's not for real, though. Really, is it?
Hang on. Okay. It'll get live.
Oh, no, they are going to fight.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh!
Oh! This looks like... Ow! Jesus!
But they do look like two boxers.
They look like featherweights.
Okay.
This is amazing.
There you go.
Wow.
They're not messing around.
Wow. Man, that is intense. They could not go three rounds at that pace.
No.
There's no way.
Gas out. Jesus, God. All right, the game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Throw that out for a little friend.
Wow.
It's exactly what we thought it was.
I know. They're boxing. And then they ran away.
Hello, Carly. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola.
Hola.
Carly, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Carly, welcome to the show. Oh, Carly, hold on. We're going to do a little station identification. All right. We'll get right here. Hang on. More of Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant and play the game, 844-999-OLA. More of Big Dummy coming up here in seconds.
OLA, the shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.